This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run with Lin Mark, Kusu Chuang and Shariat Abdullah. Now, another election news. India is also went to the polls, and they have just wrapped up voting on Sunday after 7 weeks. And it's a battle there between incumbent Prime Minister Narendra Modi's BJP and the Indian National Congress, led by Rahul Gandhi.
And the people are electing 543 members of the lower house of parliament, or Lok Sabha. The party or coalition with a simple majority of 273 seats is invited to form a government, and we will be expecting a result in a couple of days, with exit polls suggesting Narendra Modi will be back as Prime Minister.
So for some insight into what to expect, we spoke to Shreyans Bhaskar earlier, an analyst at the Economist Intelligence Unit in India. And so we asked him what the EIU's expectations were for the outcome of the polls.
We expect the BJP, which is the ruling party right now, to be able to win a large number of seats in parliament. But that will still be significantly lower than the numbers required to form a government on its own. And in fact, they will make gains in the east, while they will suffer losses in their sort of traditional base in northern and western India. As a result, the next government will probably be a BJP government with support from some of the smaller regional parties.
We also asked him what kind of split we might see between the different regions in India, like the north and south, for example.
I mean, regarding the outcome, I'd say that the BJP, which is the ruling party right now, its base is north, and it's only a fringe player in most of South India. So, I mean, even in this election, you will see that the BJP, a large chunk of the seats it wins will come from the north. And the south is dominated largely by regional parties, which are kind of based in the state that they hail from. And these parties will play a key role in the government. So you will see the southern regions, you know, states like Telangana and Tamil Nadu, politicians from that state will become more important in the new government. In addition, I'd add that the issue of national security is probably more pronounced in North India, simply because it's closer to Pakistan and has kind of had the historical issues dating back to the time India was partitioned. And a lot of people in northern parts of India are basically refugees from Pakistan.
And we then asked Shreyan what the biggest issues are in this election.
Well, I mean, national security is a pretty important issue this time. It's not always an electoral issue in India. But as you know, India had a few weeks of high tensions with Pakistan in February after a terror attack between the military forces of the two countries. That is a major issue in parts of the country where, you know, which are on the border, basically, where concerns about Pakistan are more elevated. And it also has been an issue in areas where elections took place in the early phases. I mean, we believe that once time passed by and the summer has cleaned up, economic issues have once again come back to the fore. So you know, that is one issue that has been sort of an outlier this time. Essentially, bread and butter issues are very important this time, particularly unemployment, which has been quite high, especially in the rural areas. There's also a challenge around farm distress, because India has close to 45% of its population in agriculture, and there are concerns around farm loans and rural distress, and food prices have been quite weak. So all that is an important issue in these elections.
Modi's administration has seen some major changes which have significantly impacted Indian businesses, like introducing a goods and services tax, like opening up more sectors for foreign investors, and overhauling India's bankruptcy laws. So he asked Shreyans about the election's impact on business.
It's most of the reforms that have actually took place in the initial part of the Modi government. And since 2017, we've seen that reforms have sort of stopped. And most of the reforms that took place had been in the works for a long time. The GST predates the Modi government. We don't see a big pickup in economic reforms that will make it easier for businesses to do business in India, simply because the new government will be a coalition government, and the coalition compulsions will mean that the government will be reticent to kind of bring pro-corporate reforms. It's going to be an expansionary fiscal bent. So that will create opportunities for business, particularly in areas like infrastructure, which are very important to voters. But you're not going to see something on the lines of GST anytime soon.
And that was Shreyans Bhaskar of the Economist Intelligence Unit in New Delhi. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.